Earth and Sky.
Our understanding of nanotechnology and how it can help and how it can hurt is quite important because the number of things that it can affect in all of our lives is pretty substantial.
Welcome to Earth Sky's Chronicles of a Science Experiment, Episode 8. This season, we're following Aaron Strickland, a postdoctoral chemist at Cornell University. His research project is in nanotechnology, the science of the very small. In this episode 8, Aaron talks about why it's important to support research into nanotechnology. The emerging science of nano brings both benefits and risks. Up next, Aaron describes the real-life applications of his research. Some of those are in agriculture to improve crop growth on the farm.
Yeah, well, this is part of the nanotechnology initiative really across the globe, and this particular project's done for the USDA. And the project that we proposed to them to do some pretty fundamental research, but it also has an application into farming, is we're trying to sort of provide a proof of principle or proof of concept for providing farmers with technology to better manage their crops. And the specific idea was to incorporate sensors into pesticide spray or any agricultural additive that might be added to a crop field so that you can monitor, you know, how well was the crop field sprayed for pests, for example, or adding nutrients to the crop field. And beyond that, also, what's the lifetime of those additives, which might give the farmer an idea of a better idea of, you know, when to spray again for pests or to add nutrients. The ability that, at least in the proposal, what we'd like to allow the farmer to do this in sort of a standoff pathway, so they can monitor their crops without having to go into the crop field. And early on in spraying, especially pesticides, some of these things are, you know, dangerous if you pick them up at high concentrations. So can they sort of get a glimpse into their crop field without actually having to take samples, monitor the chemicals that they've just sprayed, or send them back to a laboratory? So we kind of want to take, you know, a special set of binoculars, if you will, and take a close look at the crop field and see what's been done.
And I understand that these materials with nanotechnology, I think that they're gold particles, and that they tell us more about what is actually being applied to the crops.
Okay, yeah, it's a gold nanoparticle that's added to the spraying matrix, for example, and the particle has some of what's already in the matrix associated with it, so that the signal that you are seeing is, you know, for example, the pesticide that you want to detect, and it has a sort of a close association with it. So when it's sprayed, it's sprayed just as the other chemicals in the mixture is sprayed, and so it gives you a clearer picture of you know where the pesticide is going or any other additive. And, you know, it's not a lot of nanoparticle that we're adding. And in fact, that's sort of the nature of nanotechnology is providing you with some enhancement in quality or, and in this case, it's an enhancement of the chemical signature that you're spraying. And to use a decent analogy, it's like, you know, trying to detect a 50-watt light bulb out in the field, or at least detect the light that you get from that 50-watt light bulb versus a 50-million-watt light bulb.
And just stepping back a second and thinking about these new ways that scientists are getting involved in farming, you know, why are scientists using nanotechnology to grow and produce food? Why is that needed?
Well, it's nanotechnology, as you probably know, covers a really broad spectrum of certainly consumer goods. And though there aren't that many products out there yet, there's a lot that is being invested in nanotechnology. And certainly food production is one of them. Nanotechnology can provide, like what I described with my research, can also provide, you know, sensors for monitoring other things that are taking place in a crop field. For example, what's the moisture content in the soil, what is the mineral content in the soil. Nanotechnology can certainly improve the level of understanding that one has in a crop field. And beyond that, there are nanomaterials that can be used to help prevent disease in crop fields as well. So, and all of this sort of goes back to being able to do it better, faster, safer, and more cheaply.
I'm sure in the back of the minds of people listening here, they might be thinking, you know, is this stuff safe? You know, what are some of the risks and benefits you've identified that nanotech brings to the table in food production?
Well, and we've discussed some of the benefits, but to elaborate more on that, a more tangible example is some of the contaminants that have been found in food products overseas and here, for example, melamine. So nanotechnology could help in the detection of trace levels of melamine that at trace levels are quite toxic. So we can better monitor imported food products from other countries and of course, our own. There's a lot of benefits. And there are a lot of associated risks with nanotechnology, especially when you talk about consuming food products that may be laced with nanomaterials. But again, you know, nanoparticles are special in that they provide properties that can't be realized with other materials. So we need to understand what those properties could do if ingested. One of the big advantages of nanomaterials is this surface to volume ratio that's incredibly huge. So you take a small sphere, and chemical reactions that are taking place on these nanoparticles are taking place at the surface, and you have this really high surface area. So we need to better understand, you know, what does that mean in terms of toxicity of these particles.
You've been listening to Episode 8 of Chronicles of a Science Experiment. In Episode 9, Aaron shares his latest update as he nears the final stretch of his nanotech project. Our thanks to Aaron Strickland, National Science Foundation Discovery Corps Fellow and Cornell University chemist. Carl Batt of Cornell created the concept for this program, which was made possible by the National Science Foundation. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar for Earth Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.